Monday, November 15th, 2010, in the city the Earth needs, Oroville. News broadcast today includes an interview with Laurent, a few announcements, and the weather. It's overcast, cloudy. A short but hard rain fell this morning, with further chance of more thunderstorms. The high temperature is 29 degrees Celsius, winds east-northeasterly 18 kilometers per hour, with a heat index of 33 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance of more rain, a low down to 25 degrees, with winds northwesterly at 14 kilometers per hour. Well, listen now to a few words from Laurent of France, talking about his enthusiasm for the voices of the children singing, which he first encountered 2 years ago at New Creation School.
In fact, I met André in New Creation 2 years ago. I was with him a year. And I begin to feel and listen the voice of these children. I felt marvelous potential. I was not here to work at all, but I decided to participate about the life of the community and the children especially. So, like I'm a musician, I begin to work piano and vocal. And after time, they work too much and they want too much, and I decided to organize a tour in France last May with my professional orchestra. And they had a great success. And we come back now for a second tour, including a concert in UNESCO in Paris. Also, we try to come here for a tour with the orchestra, I mean in India, next year in April. We have some good contacts with French audience, and we hope it will be okay for a tour in India with the orchestra and with the choir. And next in June, last tour in France, in Bretagne, in Ardèche, in north of France. After it will be perhaps finished because I will lose the voice, the must mute after time. I don't know what happened, but just I feel that I want to spend now more time here in Roville. I feel too much good, and I feel I can we can do together something special, nice work.
Thank you very much, Laurent.
Thank you to you. Bye bye.
The New Creation Choir, conducted by Laurent, offers a series of concerts showcasing French composers, Mozart, Dvorak, profane songs, and gospel at New Creation Music Room on Wednesday, 17th at 6:30 p.m., again at Depenham School on Thursday at 2 p.m., Friday the 19th at 6:30, and at Pitanga, Saturday the 20th at 8 p.m. Odissi dance, one of India's classical dance forms originating in the state of Orissa. Inspired by temple sculptures, it's the only form which has the Tribangi stance. The literal meaning is three bends, created by forming one's body into an S shape, giving the impression of sculpture coming to life. Kanchana, herself a seasoned dancer, now offers classes for beginners open to one and all at Depenham School every Friday, 5 p.m. And good news for those who drive bikes, as in motorbikes, from the Budget Coordination Committee. They've approved that Oroville Puncture Service shall now offer a new service of picking up your bike, drive it for servicing to any company of your choice in Pondicherry, and return it to you. All this for a flat rate of ₹150. Plus, of course, charges incurred for the service required. Contact Aramagam D at 262-2741 or 944-230-0346. Or call for further information to Kanyapan, 944-304-2754. Mark your calendar for Friday, November 19th. The Eco Film Club of Sadhana Forest will show At the Edge of the World, a 96-minute documentary directed by Dan Stone in 2009 in English. This film is the winner of 7 international awards. At the Edge of the World chronicles the controversial Sea Shepherd Antarctic campaign against a Japanese whaling fleet. The international volunteer crew, undertrained, under-equipped, develop a combination of bizarre and brilliant tactics with which to stop the whalers. But first they must find the Japanese ships, a far more difficult challenge than ever imagined. Longtime activist Paul Watson and first-time captain Alex Cornelissen employ an array of strategies in the hope of finding an elusive adversary in the vast expanse of the Ross Sea. With just one ship, the Farley Mowat, too slow to chase down the whaling fleet, and a second ship, the Robert Hunter, unsuited for Antarctic ice conditions and with not a single country supporting their efforts to enforce international law, the situation becomes increasingly desperate. Against all odds, however, a real-life pirate tale unfolds, a modern-day David and Goliath adventure. Before the movie, at exactly 4:30, all are welcome to a full tour of Sadhana Forest plus an update of their most recent work. And after the film, enjoy a free vegan dinner and jam session, a drum circle. Bring your instrument and play to the moon. There's bus service for Sadhana Forest, departing Solar Kitchen at 4 for the tour, and further bus service to the Echo Film Club, departing Solar Kitchen at 6 and returning from the forest at 9:30. For more information about the service, please contact Sarakon 262-2962 or ACT at oroville.org.in. This coming Wednesday, 17th November, is the anniversary of the mother's passing. There will be a film of 40 minutes duration titled The Mother, Darshan Photos, prepared by Tatiana from photos by Sudha Sudaram. View this at Savitri Bhavan at 7 p.m. We close with an excerpt from the mother. If you feel something which is not supreme freedom, supreme power, which is not that, that seems revolting, disgusting, something which you cannot accept, it means that in you there's a part which has not been touched by the transformation, something which has kept the old consciousness, something which is still on the path. That's all. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam Yahlom, and a number of wonderful volunteers. Comments and questions, please direct them to oroville.org. Thanks for listening.